At Sky Sports Radio, 21 years ago, a young bloke drove a horse called Baranya Bay for trainer John Ryan in the Cobram Cup and won it. 21 years later, he is behind a horse trained by John Ryan and drove his I've got to get my tongue around this, his 6,000th winner on Diamond Grace at Tabcorp Park, Melton yesterday. Chris Alford, congratulations. That is a phenomenal record.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
That is, and the beautiful part of it is you started with John Ryan, you've got the 6,000 with him.
Actually, it was 31 years ago that I won my first ever cup for John, and we go back a long way, and made it even better driving his horse last night to get to this milestone.
I suppose it did bring back memories 31 years ago, that winner for him.
Yeah, that's for sure, and just shows. The great support I've had, from people along the way. Like, I still drive for people that I drive for 30 years ago.
Chris, you went to Melton yesterday. I think you needed three winners at the start of the day to get to the 6,000?
Yeah, that's correct. I had eight drives and, had a win. So I started off well and I had to ring my wife and say, better go and get the kids from school. I think it might be today. And they turned up and I had sort of one to go and then... I ran 2 seconds and which came down to the last race and thankfully got it done while they were there.
I'm tipping the kids wouldn't have minded getting pulled out of school early.
No, they just finished but just had to get picked up off the bus and straight to the track. So, it was good to have them there.
There'll be a lot of people wonder what the thrill feels like. Win number one, win number 887, whatever, win number 6,000. When all of a sudden you thought, I'm going to do this. Was it a special feeling?
It was, I just love racing and winning races, whether it's a big race for a big trainer or a little country race for a hobby sort of guy. But, it was a bit, like I said, I thought I was going to win the race before. I was like 10 metres in front and it got run down and, sort of top of the straight, I was thinking, oh, don't tell me I'm going to get run down again. But thankfully, the little filly kicked on and won.
Now, you copped the nickname Puppet. How did that come about?
It came from when I started driving. I didn't have a car and had to go to the races one day with Andrew Peace and Gavin Lang. And I think I won a cup race that day and got drunk and they were picking me up and dropping me in the long grass and holding me up and down like that. So that's how it came and it just stuck.
Now, you've had some wonderful success along the way. You've represented Australia, 1997, the World Drivers' Championship in Germany. You drove three winners there. That must have been a massive thrill.
Yeah, no, that was something else, going and competing against the best guys from all around the world. Yeah, no, it was super.
What's been the biggest thrill along the way, Chris?
I've been fortunate. I've driven some great horses along the way and won all the good races that you could probably ever want to win, but... probably the one that sticks out most was on Denver Gold when he won the Hunter Cup in 2003. He was a horse of ours, and my dad at the time was pretty crook with diabetes and that, and just to have him there that night was a super thrill.
There's another one I'll mention, which I reckon probably gave you a lot of satisfaction as well, the Redwood Classic with Maidstone Miss.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a horse owned by Jane Davies, and... I drove so many winners for them. Probably out of all the trainers that I drive for, most of the wins would have come from her. And she owned this filly and brought her over from New Zealand and gave her to me to train. And, that was something different.
Chris, what about travel? Because you're based sort of in the centre of all those tracks like Melton, Bendigo, Ballarat, around that area. You must travel a hell of a lot, though.
We race sort of nearly every day and do a lot of K's, probably about... 150,000 k's a year or something like that. So, we get around the roads a bit.
Well, congratulations. 6,000 winners. That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, as a kid kicking off, you must have thought, if I can get a couple hundred under my belt, I'll be going all right. But to drive 6,000 winners is an astonishing effort.
Yeah, no, thanks very much. And, like I said, I couldn't have done it with the great support from owners and trainers that I got along the way. And hopefully we can keep punching them home.
Well, congratulations, Chris, and good luck. Let's hope it continues for you.
Thank you, Sean.